Michael, fantastic to see you here at the regional Bank Australia camp, of course, in Armidale. Nice start to the season, and it's just about the first year you've been part of the Newcastle Hunter crew there at New South Wales Rugby. How have you enjoyed the whole experience of covering the areas there from Dora Creek all the way up to Muswellbrook?
I think it's been pretty easy going so far. The timing of it, I come in just before the final series, so I more or less jumped on in the off-season. So now it's more or less just gearing up for a pretty big 2018.
Of course, you're a young whippersnapper that's not only played some fantastic footy around the coast and also for the Maitland Blacks, but also the New South Wales Country Cockatoos and a bit overseas. Tell us about the experience there, of course, playing overseas in France.
I was lucky enough to spend three seasons playing in France, and it was all another world away for me, going over there, having to learn a new language and a new environment. But by the end of it turned out to be one of the greatest experiences of my life, and pretty lucky that we play a game that allows you to do that in different parts of the globe. I was in a city called Angoulême. I got there, we were in Division 4, and we ended up winning the national championship and getting promoted. In season number 2, we got promoted again into Pro D2, and that's where they remain to date.
And tell us where that is in the biggest game of France. And were you a little bit lonely when you first turned up and you sort of thought, oh, geez, I'm not getting paid enough, or you're just happy with the way they looked after you? Because there are some stories there. They throw blokes out on the street and all that sort of stuff, and conveniently the visa doesn't turn up and all that sort of thing.
You're pretty lucky when you get there that you do have to have a government contract and everything's all above board. I think the fact that you can go over there and sort of play four or five divisions of professional rugby is a fantastic privilege. When I got there, I wasn't so much an outsider because there are plenty of foreign players playing over there. And I was pretty lucky with the French guys in the team who took me under their wing and made sure I was on the right path for learning their language and their customs and everything. So the place itself, Angoulême, is quite a big city and they're all rugby mad. I went over there with the impression that soccer was going to be the number one thing, but once you get outside the big cities, everywhere is just completely and utterly rugby mad, and their rugby teams in the different towns are pretty revered.
Of course, you've come back and now you're the development officer of Newcastle and Hunter. Tell us about some of those experiences, and also great to see in the early part of the season we're going to have women's sevens and also 15-a-side as well. It's something we've got to get our clubs connected and the ladies got to get down there and be part of it.
I think they're pretty lucky in Newcastle that they've got somebody as passionate as Will Scully driving the women's programs, and to have the 17s and 15s club competition available now just is going to extend our pathways and hopefully make our representative teams a lot better and the game as a whole.
And of course you play with the Maitland Blacks, so you're good mates with your friends in the black and red there at Singleton every year for the Valentine Burgess Trophy, or is it the Burgess Valentine Trophy? We don't know, but you've enjoyed playing that rugby there, and also tell us of your experiences playing for the New South Wales Country Cockatoos.
Yeah, the rivalry with Singleton's still alive and well. They've been a bit lean in the last couple of years, but going up to Bull Park's always the hardest game of the season, in my opinion, because they're big boppers and they know how to play, and they genuinely grind you out for 80 minutes, especially when they lift to play against the Blacks. My experiences with the Cockatoos, I was lucky enough when I come back from overseas to get a late call-up for Newcastle and then subsequently get a run for the Cockatoos. And it'd be good to see the program expand, but for what they cram into four games, it's a tremendous privilege. And it's just good to mix in with guys from other zones and get away outside of your area every now and then.
Yeah. Finally, are we up for the great New South Wales Waratahs now? They're not going to be playing the SFS for a couple of years, maybe two or three games at Hunter Stadium. And if we want to get in touch with you, of course, how do we get your email address and also your phone number so we can get to you to the school or to your club to be part of the Game On experience?
All our details, development officers statewide, are on the New South Wales Waratahs website in the community section. For me personally, you can get me at mhowell@newsouthwalesrugby.com.au. I think it'd be fantastic to see the Tars come to Newcastle for a handful of games at least. I think it makes sense. We've got a beautiful facility there and it's quite accessible to Sydney and other places with the airport.
Michael, thanks for your time. We wish you all the best moving forward as you're part of the full body experience. It is New South Wales Rugby. You're also there for Newcastle and Hunter, and a very good friend of our mates there at God's Acre, but just down the road there when he plays for the Maitland Blacks.